Chapter 2. The 25th of August, 1941. The Atlantic Ocean, 400 miles off the coast of North Africa. In the blackness of the open water, a battered ship rolled on the oily swell. Her tall twin masts, four knife-cut sails, vertical prow, and finely raked stern, marking her out as an old but graceful-looking fishing trawler. At first sight, she appeared utterly deserted. But upon closer inspection, a number of shadowy figures could be seen moving across the night-dark deck. Feverish preparations were underway. Bare-chested and dressed in a motley collection of civilian clothing, each member of the ship's crew bristled with half-hidden weaponry, pistols, grenades, coches and knives, lashed to belts and stuffed into trouser pockets, so much so that they looked more like a gang of bloodthirsty pirates than the honest fishermen one might expect to find on such a vessel. In reality, the mystery boat was no standard Brixham trawler. She was a small, clandestine British warship, a Q-boat. The Q, standing for secrecy and bluff, more often than not perpetrated in breach of all the known and accepted rules of war. She had been selected and modified for the present mission with extreme care and attention to detail. Brixham trawlers are strong and robust for their size, having a three-skin hull with 4-inch planking on the outside covered in cement up to the waterline. She was judged as being seaworthy enough to make a 3,000-mile journey across the capricious Atlantic Ocean without breaking up. That's if her crew could avoid the enemy and successfully navigate her to their target. The 8-berth ship possessed sails as well as an engine, making her perfect for undertaking long voyages on limited supplies of fuel, or silent night operations under the very noses of the enemy. With her wooden hull, she could ply the world's oceans largely immune to the magnetic mines that menaced steel-skinned vessels. But most importantly, to any marauding enemy warplanes, she would appear as a harmless fishing boat, one hardly worth a bombing or a strafing run. Yet her innocent-looking deck could be collapsed within minutes at the tug of a lever, the plywood wheelhouse folding away to reveal a 40...